The right side of the first page of RC67M contains notes summarizing many of the critical factors that must be considered during the design of ADA ramps. Several notes also supplement or clarify the sidewalk, DWS, and cheek wall details. These notes are to be referenced along with the details provided for additional guidance. For example, Note 6 specifies to modify construction details to adapt dimensions to new or existing curb heights where the curb is less than the standard 8-inch height. And Note 7 states that curb ramp and side flare lengths are variable and based on curb height and the sidewalk slope. Together, these notes imply each curb ramp design, especially when modifying an existing facility, must consider the constraints of the site, including curb heights and sidewalk grades. Certain sites may also require the designer to modify the details to best match the existing or proposed conditions. This is acceptable, however, slope and width requirements must still be met. Remember, PennDOT is in the process of updating design manuals and standards to reflect changes in design criteria impacted by the PROAG final rule. Be alert for future notices regarding changes to Pub 72M, specifically RC67, as the updates are published.